As you've been hearing this morning, the Boston Marathon is canceled for the first time in its 124-year history. The decision is disappointing but not surprising for many in the running community. For more on all this, we're joined this morning by WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So the race had been postponed from April until September 14th, and now it's canceled. Why did officials decide to cancel it, and why announce it now?
Yes. So with restrictions for large gatherings in place in the city of Boston through Labor Day weekend, at least, it was pretty clear that holding a marathon with 30,000 plus runners on September 14th simply wasn't feasible. Also, I think race organizers, you know, the Boston Athletic Association and the city wanted to give participants and businesses as much of a heads up as possible. A lot of people would be coming from out of town for the marathon. And also, it's a big financial loss for the city. The marathon typically annually brings in more than $200 million into the greater Boston economy.
All right, that's a big chunk of change. What's this mean for the runners? And I ask that question mindful that you were registered for the marathon. Have you been getting regular updates from the Boston Athletic Association?
Yes, I have. And I received an email yesterday from the BAA announcing that the Boston Marathon would be a virtual event in 2020. So if you want to participate in the virtual event, the virtual 2020 Boston Marathon, you're required to complete the 26.2-mile distance within a six-hour time period and provide proof of timing to the BAA that you've done that, and you have to run that sometime between September 7th and September 14th.
All right, so you don't have to come into Boston or deal with Heartbreak Hill to do it.
No, you don't have to deal with Heartbreak Hill unless you want to. Here's BAA CEO Tom Grilk describing how runners might actually approach the virtual marathon.
You just pick whatever 26.2 miles, 42-kilometer course you choose to run. If you want to run 42 kilometers up a hill, good luck to you. I think that'll be a rare choice, but there'll be some mighty interesting ones.
Also, all runners, it's worth noting, who were registered for the 2020 race will be offered a full refund, and runners can use their 2020 qualifying time to register for the 2021 race.
All right. So what are you hearing from other runners on this, Shira?
Well, obviously, a lot of disappointment, and that's, though, mixed with an understanding that this is the world we live in now. Here's runner Julia Herman.
I really wasn't surprised. I think at this point, it's even questionable whether it will happen in the spring of 2021. Until there's a vaccine, I just don't see a large gathering of that size happening, especially with all the international travel.
And the runners I spoke with yesterday were still trying to really process the cancellation. Obviously, a lot of runners expected it, but still, when the official word came through, it was like, okay, what do we do next? What's the plan? And since a lot of runners' race calendars have pretty much emptied out, they really appreciated the virtual option. They saw it as something to get them through the summer, motivate their training. Julia Herman is planning to do the virtual option, and I think that's honestly where I'm at. I'm going to figure I'll train through the summer and do the virtual race sometime between September 7th and September 14th.
So you will do the virtual race then?
Yes, that's the plan of now. You know, for now, you never know with marathon training.
All right, keep at it, Shira. So we have to wait until April 2021 for the next Boston Marathon, but you have to wonder at this moment whether that's even certain.
Yeah, you do have to wonder. I mean, listen, I hope Boston will be able to host a marathon in April 2021, but obviously it all depends on the public health picture. Road races, and I think, you know, big major marathons are going to be some of the toughest sports events to host, to organize, in a post-pandemic world, simply because of the numbers involved and the runners in close proximity breathing heavily. And, you know, like so many other parts of society, the running community is right now trying to adapt and to figure out a way forward.
All right. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, keep training. Good luck with your virtual marathon. And thanks a lot, Shira, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.